Hi, I'm Sian Owen. I'm here with Angela Miller, who's the Intellectual Property and Contracts Officer at the Centre of Enterprise and Innovation at St George's Hospital in London. Angela works with the Creative Commons licence on the EVIP project to ensure the digital resources in EVIP can be used across Europe. First of all, can you tell me about this Creative Commons licence and how it works?
Well, the Creative Commons licence, it was set up quite a while ago. And it is a framework that allows resources to be used within a set remit. And there are several licences that you can select to say whether it's commercial, non-commercial. But it really just clarifies how someone can use the material that's under a Creative Commons licence.
And how would that how would that apply to the digital resources in EVIP with the virtual patients?
With the virtual patients, you have the complexity of it being within a medical environment and clinical information. So it's patient information, so it you have to have consent. Again, it means that if you were going to share the resources, share this information, if you use Creative Commons, it means that you can say, you can specify how someone can use it, and it's transparent, really.
But as you just mentioned, that there are a lot of complications. For example, there's copyright issues, there's institutional policies,
yes.
And there's obtaining consent from the patients.
And
how do you deal with that challenge?
It really is a stepwise process. The first thing is consent and thinking ahead how you want to use it. So the consent covers exactly what you want to use. Then it's saying how, it's defining using the Creative Commons, how within the remit of the consent you would share the resources.
And just to clarify, you need to obtain consent from the patients because it's that information which is used in the virtual patients,
yes.
In EVIP.
Yes.
Yeah.
And although the information can be used, the patient is never identifiable, so they are anonymised. But it is ensuring that this information is used exactly how the consent has been specified.
This would be difficult enough in the UK alone, but across all these different countries,
yes.
In Europe, it's quite a challenge.
Because copyright law isn't quite harmonised in Europe, so there are differences between institutions. It's with copyright law, with institutional policy. Also how each institution operates on just the general basis.
So using Creative Commons license with EVIP in particular, it's a work in progress in the way that you are trying to reach a stage where people can actually share these resources, but at the moment you're trying to feel your way and trying to work out a system where it's consistent. Sorry.
Yes, because there are challenges that are going to be faced in actually trying to devise a system like this. So this is work in progress, building on work that's been done before, and examining all the obstacles and hurdles that institutions have to face when they're sharing resources, and particularly resources that are within the medical field.
So we talked about the challenges, but using Creative Commons license, there must be a great benefit to the project to use this.
Yes, I mean, it's widely recognised, it's widely accepted, and it means that you're working with something that is half accepted anyway. So if you can actually modify it or work it into a system that really you know is difficult, it means that you're well ahead anyway, you're steps ahead.
And just to talk about using Creative Commons license with EVIP, you know, it applies to this project, but it could also apply outside of EVIP.
Yes.
Sorry, you're setting a precedent almost.
Yeah. With EVIP, we're dealing with virtual patients, so it's digital content that's covered by copyright. But essentially, because you're going to face the same hurdles within any sort of medical sector, it does mean that you'll have the issues with consent. And it could potentially be any material that you want to, any resource that you want to share throughout Europe, because you're going to be facing the same challenges and the same differences. So it can be applied.
So the benefits of this go beyond EVIP, potentially.
Absolutely.
Hugely beyond.
Yes.
That's fantastic. How exciting. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No, welcome.